Zok to Mishnah Vayitra, Masech to Shabbos, Peri Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav. HaKaisiv, someone writes, Shtei Yaisi has two letters, B'shtei Halemais, in two periods of forgetting. What does that mean, two periods of forgetting? Now, we've already explained that a shaking on Shabbos can be one of two things. Either I forgot it was Shabbos, I know you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, but I thought it was Tuesday. Or, I know it's Shabbos, I just didn't know you're not allowed to write. So suppose he writes one letter, B'shaigeg, and then he says, what, today's Shabbos? Oi! Or he writes one letter, B'shaigeg, and he says, what, you're not allowed to do this? Oi! And then he forgot. Either he forgot that it was Shabbos, he forgot you're not allowed to do it, and he writes another letter, right next to the first letter. That's what it means, HaKaiser Shteyasi, as he writes two letters, B'shtei Halemais, in two periods of forgetfulness. Or, for that matter, it's like the Mishnah Vayter. Achas Shachris, suppose he writes one letter in the morning, V'achas Bein Harabayim, in one in the afternoon. Now, being that there was such a long time between the first letter and the second letter, it's considered as if it's two Halemais. So, under these circumstances, the din is, Rav Gamliel Mechayiv, Rav Gamliel says he would be Chayiv, regardless, the Chachamim Patron, and the Chachamim say that he would be Pater. So here we have a famous machlokes. You see, Rav Gamliel holds that if there's a shir, like for example, in regard to writing the shir is two letters, the fact that you knew about it, you realized, wait a second, this is wrong, I made a mistake. The fact that you realized it halfway through, that doesn't really change anything. Because at the end of the day, Lemaisa, he wrote two letters, B'shaigeg. I, in the middle, he realized what happened, so, says Rav Gamliel, that's not mechalik, it doesn't break it up. The Chacham, on the other hand, say no. If the shir is two letters, and it has to be two letters not realizing what he's doing. If in the middle he realized that it was a mistake, even though while he actually wrote both of the letters, he was a shaygeg, we don't connect the two to say that he's chayiv achatas. And the halacha is like the Chachamim. The Gemara tells us that Rav Gamliel learns his din from the pasuk. As the Shem Yizrach, you get older, you learn Taisvis, you learn the Taisvis Yamtif, you learn the Gemara, so you'll understand this machlokes in greater depth.